This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on December 1st on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, and unless sports preempt us, that's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593, my toll-free number from OneVoIP. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoIP. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
It was almost Christmas time, and there I stood in another line, trying to buy that last gift or two, not really in the Christmas mood. Standing right in front of me was a little boy waiting anxiously.
She'd been drinking too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go. But she forgot her medication, and she staggered out the door into the snow.
And so this is Christmas, I hope you have fun. The near and the dear ones, the old and the young.
Spirits up, we're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
This is Santa Claus saying I won't be around this year. I'm a bit sick.
Santa Claus has got the AIDS this year.
It's the most beautiful time of the year. Lights fill the streets, spreading so much cheer.
Daddy says there's not much time. You see, she's been sick for quite a while. And I know these shoes will make her smile. And I want her to look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight.
All right, WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Yeah, that sets the tone for the Christmas season, all of which, other than New Song and Christmas Shoes, which previously had been a big top 10 on the world's worst hit records, wasn't even nominated this year, but every other song you played was. And Thursday night, Thanksgiving, I hope you had a wonderful. We were delayed quite a bit, had about 20 minutes of showtime, and I didn't think it would be fair to, reveal your hard work over since Halloween, A Night of Horrors, voting on the World's Worst Hit Records 2025, and it was an interesting list. So we'll go over that for a moment, and then we will do trivia. Now we had one caller, Ralph in Rockford, who wanted to identify one of the montages. If you'd like to call, that's fine, but I've picked another montage. Oh yeah, we played Death the other night too, and other montages as well. But we'll do one more with Ralph should he want to identify. In the meantime, and by the way, Death wouldn't have been fair. There's too many weird things in that, to say the least. Yes, everything from BJ the DJ to Genie's Afraid of the Dark from the country angle, and much worse from pop and R&B. All right, the strangest thing about this year's list. And there were 261 different songs, so not necessarily as many different songs as we've had in the past, but a ton of votes. But this is the first time ever, absolutely ever, that one artist, the same artist, made it to the list twice with different songs. Yes, I know. Had we combined the two, it would be number one with a bullet. But as it is, it's a tie for number 10, and you'll remember them both.
Midnight, not a sound from the pavement.
Well, that's enough of that. Yes, from the play, I should say, Cats, that's Barbra Streisand and Memory. And as I say, tied for number 10 is Barbra Streisand. A decade earlier, yeah, The Way We Weren't. angry before she stopped humming. But anyway, you get the idea. Both were about memories, as you know, the way we were. Yes, and of course, memory. All right, number nine, coming in at number nine. yeah, that wonderful artist who brought us Santa Has the AIDS This Year, kid you not. That was released. That's right, it was pressed in vinyl and everything. But number nine, of course, a perennial fave, always on the list somewhere.
Through the window, by the window, that is where
I'm... Yeah, all right, that's enough from Tiptoe Through the Tulips, I would think. If you're wondering, that was past number one 4 times. I think that's the number one vote getter for number one 4 times. 2010, 2017, 2006, and 2005. 2010, 2007, I should say. 6 and 5. All right. So if you're saying anybody else been number one for 4 times, no, but we had a tie. Number three for 4 times. And the interesting part of that is one of the three, number one and perennially on every list. In fact, didn't even make the list this year. Yeah, didn't even make it. So we'll get to that as we count them down. But moving to number eight, shall we? Another vote favorite. Yes, the Village People in YMCA, of course. Not much else we can say about that. Interestingly, number seven was another perennial fave. Not necessarily a number one, but it came close on multiple years. Yes, and coming in at number seven this year. Of course he was. On the south side of Chicago, yes, Paper Lace, and that was number seven on the World's Worst Hit Records voted on by you this year. Always a fave. Also, number six was another one that we would expect you to have on the list because it came so often. And in fact, in 2020, let's see, Celine Dion, yes, My Heart Will Go On. Now, let's talk about this a moment, because if you'll remember in the 70s when Maureen McGovern gave us The Morning After, which was the horror story of the Poseidon Adventure, we sort of knew that shipwrecks were not going to be good for pop songs. But we didn't think it could get that much worse until, of course, the Titanic.
Near, far, wherever you are, I believe that the heart does go on.
All right, well, enough of that. Her heart clearly did go on. And yes, however, like I say, not number one, but voted on virtually every year since it came out. Yes, there's a distinction for you. Number five, another inexplicable choice. And, you know, people don't hate it quite as much as Celine Dion, but a number of you voted for it this year. And yes, it has come up in the past.
Part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There was sand and hills.
Little did we know it would be the start of America gracing the charts. Yes, although I will say, for the most part, not too many other votes, although they did do a horrible version of Muskrat Love, which usually got honorable mention. But Captain and Toenail did not make our list this year, and so we can't do the Muskrat Trilogy. Number four, again, a dedicated favorite by many of you, but I'll tell you, disc jockeys coast to coast love this song. They probably didn't hear more than the opening strain and the closing strain, but man, it was enough time to not only go to the bathroom, but possibly get to 7-Eleven and back with MacArthur's Park. I should say MacArthur Park. It was singular. MacArthur Park does exist. It's near downtown Los Angeles. And I don't know about the cake in the rain. We discuss that often, and I just don't know. Number three, and I think to a degree, not that I want to parse your choices necessarily, but I think to a degree this one winds up on the list due to commercial involvement. That's right. It was bad enough when you heard it the first time, and then it showed up on a TV commercial, and you were convinced you hated it. So coming in at number three, Starship.
We built this city.
Oh, of course you did. All right, so yeah, I'm not going to, I told you I wouldn't subject you to too much of any of them. Number two, also a perennial vote getter. And I'm trying to see, did this actually ever make number one on any of the lists? I don't think so. It's strange to see what did, though, and we'll be reviewing that. But number two this year, and probably on every list somewhere, but number two this time, yeah, take it away, the Beatles.
Don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better.
They didn't. Yes, they did not take a sad song and make it better. They took a sad song and made it endless for most of us. Coming in at number one, and no surprise there, because this is a song that has been number one for 3 years. This year, 2025, also 2016 and 2004. Yes, everybody get your line dancing hat on and get together for... Billy Ray Cyrus.
You can tell the world you never was my girl. You can burn my clothes when I'm gone. Oh, you can tell your friends just what a fool I've been. And life and me on the phone.
You know, it's got to be a country song. Where else would you have the lyric, "You can burn my clothes when I'm gone"? All right, but there you are. There you have it. So there's your top 10, and I'll have it all on Raleigh.net. So as I was mentioning, past number ones, Tiptoe Through the Tulips more times than anybody else, but Achy Breaky Heart was tied with, and this was the weird one for me this year, Having My Baby. Yeah, terrible song. 2024, 2023, 2022, it was the number one vote getter, and this year it didn't even make the top 10. Yeah. Likewise for You Light Up My Life, number one in 2021 and 2013, not on the top 10. And, of course, the other one not on the top 10 that was number one in 2015 and 1988, Honey! Yes. Other number ones, some of them kind of outliers. We only had them 1 year and that was enough. DOA, Blood Rock, Elvira, Goodbye Earl, Loving You, which was only number one once, but was it made most of these lists and got a lot of votes this year, too, but not enough to make it to the top 10. Midnight at the Oasis, likewise. Feelings, likewise. Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny, which didn't get much votes, but was number one in 1997. And Yummy Yummy Yummy, number one in 1996. So there you have the list. And I didn't parse how many votes. I got to about 1,000 and stopped counting. It was just like, all right, a lot of votes. We did have an honorable mention that we discussed on Thursday with Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You, because that was nominated last Wednesday. And in 1 hour, racked up 5 votes. I think had it been mentioned earlier in the month, this would have been a winner, to say the least. All right, so that is your poll of the world's worst hit records of 2025. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888-RALEIGH. So we'll get to Billy Bob and Bourbonnais and Laura and Willowbrook and Cindy in Chicago as we play Monday Night Trivia coming up on WGN Radio.
Stop by. Baby,
Bob Molly James. So there it is, Christmas records that you're not going to hear on any stations that are playing all Christmas records. I can almost guarantee it. But all of them are by artists that, well, if you're an obscure oldies lover, you should probably know. These guys did have a hit. This clearly wasn't it. Who are they? 888-876-5593. So we'll have a bunch of those tonight. As I say, Christmas songs that you won't be hearing on any of the old Christmas stations. I can almost bet it. Well, maybe some one or two might show up on XM somewhere when they run out of others. But I'm pretty sure they'll be absent from most playlists. All right, Billy Bob and Bourbonnais, welcome to WGN Radio. But don't go away. Stay where you are. Stay welcomed, because we're going to check out the news first and find out what's going on at the world at large, and then get back to it with 2.5 hours of Monday Night Trivia. And we're going to start with Billy Bob and charts from 1968 this week, coming up on WGN Radio.
Take back the holly and mistletoe, silver bells on strings. If I wrote a letter to Santa Claus, I would ask for just one thing. I don't need sleigh rides in the snow. Don't want a Christmas that's blue. Take back the tinsel, stockings and bows, 'cause all I want for Christmas is you. I don't need lots of things, they don't matter to me. All that I want, it can't be found underneath the Christmas tree. You are the angel atop my tree.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. That is doo-wop royalty. Larry Chance from the Earls, Johnny Maestro from the Crests and the Brooklyn Bridge, and Bobby J from the Latins, and Joel Katz, who fronted so many doo-wop groups in the 70s and 80s on stage. In fact, that was originally released by, it was Joel Katz, Joel and the Dimensions. However, they all got together, truly a bunch of all-stars, for this particular single. And so what I want to know is, what was the name on the label? All right, it wasn't Joel and the Dimensions. Though it could have been. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. All right, now back to Billy Bob in Bourbonnais. All right, you still with us?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so we're going to do charts, are we?
Well, I'd like to be the first one to make a request for December.
A December request, uh-oh. Let me get the list out. All right.
Oh, by the way, this is the 69th time I've called in.
Ain't that special? All right. Mm-hmm. So what are we? What are we working on?
I'd like to hear "Cruising" by Smokey Robinson.
Oh, somebody would. All right. I'll do it.
I hit a clinker.
Well, I like the flip side better. All right, good enough. Now, let's see. We're doing 1968 this week in 1968. You know, I've been remiss. I haven't thrown out a question yet for my question for you guys. So let me do that first, and then we can get to your 1968 charts. Okay, here's the question. Over 140 movies and books have featured the destruction of this. Of what? So over 140 movies and books have featured the destruction of this. All right, you can be thinking about that, but you want charts. And so,
I would guess Godzilla.
Nope, not Godzilla.
Oh,
all right,
okay.
So let's see. So 1968, and that would be the week of December 1st, 1968. And here we go. All right. Number one, Love Child.
Oh, the Supremes.
Yep, Diana Ross and, you betcha. Number two, Hey Jude.
The Beatles.
Number three, For Once in My Life.
Well, God damn it.
Yeah, it was on Tamla.
Stevie Wonder.
Yes. Number four, I heard it through the grapevine.
Well, either.
No, originally.
The Temptations?
No.
Marvin Gaye.
All right, well, we'll count that as a half, right? Number five, Who's Making Love?
Joe Tex.
Nope, Johnny Taylor.
No.
Number six, Magic Carpet Ride.
Well, yeah, Steppenwolf.
Right. Number seven, Abraham, Martin, and John.
Dion.
Yep. Number eight, Wichita Lineman.
Glenn Campbell.
Number nine, Stormy.
Well, it's a guy. It's a name, but I can't
actually
think
it's
of
a group. They're from Atlanta.
No.
Some of them went on to the to another.
Yeah, even if you played it, it won't come to me.
All right,
I know the song, but I can't. I won't get it.
Classics four and all number right. ten. Those Were the Days.
Oh, Hopkins.
Well, it's actually Hopkin, but what's her first name?
Well, it ain't Thelma.
All right. Well, that'd be Mary Hopkin.
Mary Hopkin.
Yeah. Well, you bubbled. You bubbled under.
Records there with the Beatles.
I'm afraid so. You bubbled under, but we'll talk to you next week.
All righty.
Okay. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. So yes, close but not enough. All right. So 888-876-5593 on Monday Night Trivia. So again, yeah, I've just given you the question. Over 140 movies and books have featured the destruction of this over the years. The destruction of what? All right, so you can be thinking about that or take your own category. And sky's the limit on that, as you know. So Laura in Willowbrook, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, happy December, Ali.
Yes, here we are. Well, I hope it's a happy December. It's certainly going to be a cold one.
Oh, gosh, yes. Wowie.
Yeah.
No, we've heard already. My goodness.
Well, and it's interesting. I mentioned to John, I said, you know, it's going to be 6 degrees in Chicago on Thursday. And he said, yeah, but it's in Chicago. I said, no, it's the first week of December. This is not okay.
Yes, exactly. You are so right.
Yeah, well, you got it. You want it?
I've got my
it.
Thinking cap on eventually.
All right. So we're going to do 5x5.
That works.
What car company made the Gremlin and the Pacer?
Oh. Oh, goodness.
Now, okay, I'll give you a hint. They used to be known as Rambler, but they changed their name.
I want to say Ford, but I know that's not it. I just can't think.
It's what Rambler became.
Rambler. No, it's just going to escape me, darn it.
All right, AMC, American Motors Corporation.
Oh, God, how did I not know that?
Yep, the AMC Gremlin. All right, what did Sanford and Son do for a living?
I believe they were junkyard men.
Yep, good enough. In the medical field, what does CNA stand for?
Certified Nurses Assistant.
Good enough. Number four here we go. The Andy Griffith Show was actually a spinoff of what television show?
Hold on a minute.
Are we conferring? Conferring with the masses
okay.
here?
Okay. I'm sorry. Can you repeat it again?
Yes. The Andy Griffith Show was a spinoff of what TV show?
Andy Griffith was a little town.
I would never have known this, not in a million years.
I wouldn't either, but for some reason, I want to say Petticoat Junction. I know that's not it, but it's for some reason.
Yeah, Andy Griffith came first. No, Andy Griffith's show was a spinoff of the Danny Thomas Show.
Oh, no way. I never would have guessed that.
I told you.
Great show, though.
All right. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
All right. Thanks,
appreciate
Ali.
It. All right. So that was pretty good. But, yeah, I wouldn't have known that. And, of course, Laura and Lisa keep me in questions here, and I am grateful for them all. Cindy in Chicago, I believe, has a request. All right, Cindy, what you want to hear?
Lady Jane, and then I have some guesses for your trivia question.
Okay.
Empire State Building, Eiffel Tower.
Neither.
Are you? Go on. Okay, and then I wanted to do Bewitched trivia. I forgot it was trivia night.
Uh-huh.
To tell.
All right. So we got to get a Bewitched question for you. let's see what we can do real quickly. Normally, you got to tell John in advance so that I can look for questions, so I don't have to do that on the air. So let's see what we can do. So Elizabeth Montgomery, you know, star, as you know, and William Asher ran into this actress, chance meeting, at Bloomingdale's department store, and they chose her for a major role. Who was the actress? What's the role?
Oh, I wouldn't know anything about
that. Well, no, this is huge. This was a huge part of...
Agnes Moorhead?
Absolutely right.
Oh, wow!
Yeah, she was chosen to play Endora after running into Elizabeth Montgomery and William Asher in Bloomingdale's. And they said, you know, she's our Endora. And yes, she was. So hang on, you're a winner. Don't go away. All right.
Okay.
So, yeah. Surprise he is. Surprise she is. All right. So 888-876-5593. We'll put put Cindy on hold there so John can confirm her address. And we'll get to Barry in New Hampshire. Pete's got a request. Oh, Sergeant Pappy's going to get us on a bumper. And there's another one coming up and in moments that I believe it will be very familiar to you. I have no doubt that you will recognize this. But in the meantime, there was something I wanted to talk to you about. In fact, I had it right in front of me because it's a sale. That's right. And I love it when the Sea Crane Company has sales because it's so so rare. But right now, 10% off the CC Radio 3. That's the deal. In fact, I'll tell you what, whatever you order this week from the Sea Crane Company, you get 10% off your order. That's right, the entire order. So if you've been thinking about ordering a lot of things, or if you're looking for a gift for that someone special or whatever, man, save 10% right now at ccradio.com. Now that CC Radio 3, that is a wonderful choice. That's the one John keeps by his bedside. Of course, killer, killer reception. Much like the CC Radio 2E, all of Bob Crane's radios have terrific reception, but the CC3 and the 2E have amazing reception. Not only AM, but FM as well. Radios that are barely picking something else up, and you tune to CC Radio 3 and you'll see what it can sound like. Also, you get emergency capabilities like the NOAA weather band, the 2-meter ham band. You get all the usual bells and whistles, the clock, the timer, the alarm. And if you listen primarily for voice content, that's worth it alone. The audio quality for the spoken word is just tremendous. And also, separate bass and treble can controls so you can adjust it to your perfect pitch when you're listening to music. Immerse yourself in audio clarity. Yeah, and the best in tuning. So right now, if you go to ccradio.com, you can look at the CC Radio 3, but I don't want to sway you because everything you order this week only, get 10% off the entire order. Now, if you can't go online, but you would like to talk to them, maybe ask a few questions, perhaps order online, world's best customer service in the USA, 24 hours a day, 800-522-8863, 800-522-TUNE. But if you can go online, go to ccradio.com and take a look at that CC Radio 3. I think it'd make a perfect bedside companion for you, too, and it is just really nice. Now, by the way, I'm not even mentioning it, but Bluetooth, also. And what's really nice about that is, you know, if you're listening to audiobooks or whatever, and you don't want to hear the lousy reception on your lousy quality on your phone speaker or something like this, it'll sound just great on the CC Radio 3. So you tell them Raleigh sent you from WGN Radio.
All covered with snow. So darling, let me tell you, on this day of days, baby, you're my Christmas present, my Christmas past, my Christmas always. In the night, church bells ring, message of cheer, and somewhere carols sing, soon Santa will be here, and this I swear as into your warm eyes I gaze, baby, you're my
present, my Christmas past, my Christmas always. So on this silent night, let me hold you tight and make you know just how good love can be. There's no gift of hope.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, so that's a pretty familiar voice, I would think. Who is that? So, and like I say, you might hear that on a couple Christmas oldie stations, but I kind of doubt it. We'll find out. All right, so you got my question, and we're going to get some guesses on that, I do believe. We got Barry, we're going to do Beatles, and Pete has a request, and Sergeant Pappy knows some bumpers, and Naoto, I've got the perfect MBTI question for him. We'll see, and Marguerite's going to guess on our question. So that's the lineup right now for, I think we can cover that before the hour is over. I suppose we'll see. So we'll start with Barry in New Hampshire. Barry, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
All right. So I had the perfect question here for you, and I've since lost it. But it's terrible, isn't it?
Oh, no.
No, I'll find it again. I thought it was just a swell question. And, actually, it was something that I did not know. And that's true that I don't know a lot of these. But George's contribution to the band's final tour, there was only one George Harrison penned song to be played live by the Beatles. In fact, it actually was in their set list for their 1966 tour. What is it?
If I Needed Someone?
Absolutely right. Now, I find it hard to believe that was the only George Harrison penned song that they ever did on stage, because didn't he write Do You Want to Know a Secret?
No, he didn't. No, he sang it.
He sang it, but he didn't write it. Okay, well, so then I guess If I Needed Someone, the only one. So you are a winner.
Okay, and how about in the movie Destruction of the Earth?
No, not the Earth, but nice guess. All right, hang on, don't go away. All right, so there couldn't be a sequel. maybe they're good, I don't know. But then you get into the paranormal. Okay, so Pete in Chicago's got a request to believe. So Pete, what is it you want to hear?
That tune, I don't know what the title is exactly. New York's a Lonely Town.
When You're the Only Surfer All Around, the Trade Winds, of course, on Kama Sutra.
Trade Winds, okay.
Yeah, Trade Winds, yes.
I actually bought that record.
Yeah, Anders and Poncia. Okay, New York's a Lonely Town. All right, you got it. Thanks, Pete. Yeah. We'll play it tomorrow night.
When are you going to play it? Tomorrow? Today?
Yep. I'll play it tomorrow. I can't do it on Monday Night Trivia, of course, but we'll play it tomorrow.
Okay,
thanks. All right, so yeah. My favorite by them was Mind Excursion. Sergeant Pappy and Gary checks in. It's about time. So what's up, Sergeant Pappy?
Hey, ain't too much going on. That song wouldn't have been Santa's Doo-Wop Helpers, would it?
Absolutely right. Yeah, otherwise Joel and the Dimensions. You're absolutely right.
And the only reason why I know that is because I got the CD.
Ah, okay. All right. And it is Joel singing lead. A lot of people think it's Johnny Maestro singing lead, but it is Joel Katz singing lead.
Oh, it is Joel. Okay, because I thought it was Johnny Maestro myself.
Uh-huh. A lot of people do, but Johnny actually admitted, not one me, it was Joel. And Joel fronted a lot of those groups on stage in the 70s and 80s, so he was a familiar voice, but not Johnny. All right. Very good. Very good. Did you hear anything else you recognized? I thought you would have known the last one.
No, I wasn't paying too much attention other than that. I was looking at something else. I got a Christmas song here that you might play if I.
What is it?
It's by Larry Chance and the Earls.
Which one?
I'll Be Home for Christmas.
Oh, yeah. I've got that. Okay. Not tonight, obviously, because we just identified it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a couple Earls I've got in rotation on KJ. All right. We'll do it. Thanks.
All right.
Hang on. Don't go away. We'll confirm that address.
Okay.
All right. So we have ourselves a winner with Sergeant Pappy. Good deal. All right. Naoto in Japan. Welcome back to WGN Radio. How's it going, Naoto?
Yeah. Thank you so much. I just moved to New City.
Yeah?
Yeah. So it was a very tiring move.
Oh, man. I guess. So how far away is the new city?
It was from like 400 kilometers.
That's pretty far. So what's the name of the new city? Is this something I can pronounce?
Yeah, it's Yokohama.
Yokohama, okay. Yeah, that's a famous city.
Yeah, and it's pretty warm compared to where I used to live before.
And it's very warm compared to Chicago, because right now every place on Earth is. All right. So,
yeah.
Well, great, great. Well, congratulations on the Yokohama move. That's terrific.
Thank you.
All right, so let's talk MBTI. You probably know this because it has been discussed many, many times, and psychologists all agree, this is one where there's not much of dissension on this. They're all in agreement, and what I want to know is, what MBTI type was Adolf Hitler?
Oh, well, I would say, I think he must be TJ types, you know, NTJ.
INFJ.
So, yeah, wow.
INFJ. They agree. But you were much closer to Stalin, which I was going to ask you about next week. So we'll have to come. Stalin supposedly was an ENTJ, but Hitler was an INFJ.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Oh, interesting.
But now you know.
Oh, okay.
We'll talk to you next week, and congratulations on the move.
Yeah.
All right, thanks.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate it. All right,
yes.
Yes, from Yokohama, live from Yokohama. Isn't that nice, Naoto? All right, so we'll get to Marguerite, we'll get to Cindy, and we'll get to your guesses and maybe your categories, whatever it is you want. It's Monday Night Trivia. The floor is yours for the next 2 hours right here on WGN Radio.
Or taking a moonlight walk in the snow. I can't get into a holiday mood, and it's just not Christmas if I can't spend it with you. Who cares who's right or who's wrong? And it's just not Christmas if I can't spend it with you. I wanna lose these blues, put the joy back into the season. Why don't we start the new year right with that old loving feeling? We could be putting up the tree at loving each other by the firelight. I wanna celebrate, but it takes two, and it's just not Christmas if I can't spend it with you.
WGN Radio. I'm Robert James. Okay, so who is that? Yes, Beach Music Extraordinaire in Band of Oz, also in North Tower. Who is he? All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And yes, I had a question. And that question is, over 140 movies and books have featured the destruction of this. The destruction of what? All right, so 888-876-5593. And Marguerite in Chicago is going to take some guesses. Marguerite, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I can't complain. Glad to hear from you. So what you got?
Good, thank you. Okay, the Titanic?
Nope.
The Roman Empire?
Nope.
World War II?
Nope.
Europe during World War II?
Nope.
Pearl Harbor?
Nope.
The Holocaust?
Nope. If you think of six more, call me back.
Okay. And also, I'd like to wish happy birthday to longtime listener, Zanis Billups.
Oh, yeah? Okay, mm-hmm. Happy birthday,
right.
Zanis. Good deal.
One more guest, the Chicago Fire?
Nope.
All right, thanks.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, and thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Yes, and it was Joe Hoffman's birthday today, too, and Joe was married forever to Carol Ford, and I called him earlier, and he's doing about like I'm doing, still numb, but still with us, and that's the good part. So 888-876-5593. I had to think about it a moment. And while I'm looking for Andy Griffith TV trivia questions, I'll come up with something because that's what Lisa wants and we aim to please. Right. Let's see. Anything new? Oh, it's the all-new daily Andy Griffith quiz. Brand new question, same old Andy. Oh, well, this is good. All right, so Lisa in Dundee, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Now I'm scared.
Well, yeah, me too. I just hope to God the answers are here. So, because I do worry when I see these, and then it's like, what? Okay, so.
Well, I have a couple of guesses on your question first.
Okay.
Is it crops?
No.
I gotta look at my list. Marriage?
Nope.
Trains?
Nope.
Cars?
Nope.
Airplanes?
Nope.
Human life?
No.
No, okay. That's it for me then, except for Andy.
Okay, so what we're going to talk about here is the Loaded Goat. The episode called The Loaded Goat.
Yeah.
And you probably will remember that. And what I want to know is why, well, let's see. Why
is he loaded?
No, he's loaded because he's scared. All right. So, and actually 76% of all the people could answer this. Why was the goat brought to town?
Well, it was his, he was just brought to town because he liked to visit the owner.
He was brought to town because he was afraid of something. This made the goat nervous.
It was the dynamite bangs from the road that they were the construction they were doing.
Absolutely right. Now, do you know what it was? Yes, it was a road. Was it an overpass, an underpass, a waterway? What was it?
Oh no, it was like a new overpass or something.
Actually, it was an underpass, but that's all right. You knew that the goat you knew the goat was nervous because of the blasting, and you are absolutely right.
Yes, and then he went and ate the dynamite, and
which is a real problem. Actually, the goat ate half a case of dynamite.
Yeah.
And so you would think at some point that, well, Barney trying to soothe him with a harmonica was a little out, but yeah.
That show is so funny. I'll tell you what, I know you don't watch a lot of TV, but I try to watch an episode almost every day, and it's just the humor holds up even today, I think. Anyway.
Oh, that's so true of the sitcoms of the 50s and early 60s, and I've always contended that this was because they weren't allowed to be in any way blue on any level. They
exactly.
couldn't be.
It was very wholesome.
Right.
It was just downright
you, you're right.
Humor.
And here's the thing. When you're not allowed to devolve to the All in the Family humor, you know, and stuff like that, you've got to be more creative.
Yes.
You know, back when
it was a lot of facial expressions.
Yes.
And,
yes. And they hold up. Sure. Because it's not contemporaneous with any particular mm-hmm. time or whatever. So, yes.
It's full of one-liners.
Yeah.
It's such a great show.
Yeah. And MeTV shows it.
Yes, they do.
Okay. Yep. All right. Well, you are a winner. You know about your goats.
The loaded ones anyway.
Well, that's right. That's right. Yeah. But I'm sure if they did it today, probably the cruelty to animals people would be worried about the goat. But for the rest of us.
Or they would let the goat blow up.
Well, there's that.
In today's, you know.
There's that. Yeah. Yeah. Au naturel. Yeah. Blown goat.
Right. And then they'd bring them back to life.
Okay, yeah, right. Yeah, that's a little different show, but yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'd be, as well as Beyond Belief shows, right?
Right, right, right.
So the guy who created it was Sheldon Leonard.
Yeah.
And he was, I used to love Bill Cosby making fun of him, but and of course Bill Cosby could thank him for all of his success, but yeah, Sheldon Leonard and Danny Thomas, you betcha. All right.
And the actors and everything were just
yeah.
perfect.
Yeah, you betcha. So hang on, don't go away.
Okay, thanks,
all right.
Raleigh.
So we have a winner. That's right. That's right. Lisa knows her goats. So now, 888-876-5593. We always defer to first-time callers because they're impatient. But we're meeting Beverly. Beverly is from Algonquin. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, thank you.
Thanks for calling.
All right. I listen to you a lot, and this is my first time. I have a guest for your trivia
question. Good. What do you think?
I think it's Los Angeles.
You're a winner.
Wahoo!
Yes, it is. The city of Los Angeles has been blown up at least 49 times by nuclear weapons, 28 times by earthquakes, 10 times by aliens, a couple times by fire, and at least one global warming incident, and then there was the time of the giant ants. So you are absolutely a winner. All right.
Well, thank you very much.
Hang on. We'll get that address. By the way, the prizes are useless. It takes forever to get something. The certificate's kind of fun. Everything else you won't want. But hang on. Don't go away.
Thank
All right.
You.
So yeah, it does take forever. I think we're about 3.5 years out now. Well, we've been sick. All right. So what can I tell you? But you get something eventually. And, you know, I've been culling the record collection, so don't be surprised if there's a 45 in there. All right, so we'll get to, Karen's going to get some bumper guesses. That's fun. Cindy's got some trivia guesses. Michael in Park City has some trivia guesses, too. All right, all that and more coming up right here on WGN Radio.
Ring-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-ding-dong. Ring-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-dong. Ding-dong.
Be really easy for doo-wop fans as far as that goes. You should absolutely know who this is. Now, if you know when it first came out, well, yeah, or what label, that would be interesting. But now let's move on, shall we? Karen actually has a bumper guess. All right, Karen in Chicago, welcome to WGN Radio. What'd you hear? You know,
hi. I thought the one before that one, I thought was Boss Gags.
There was no Boss Gags.
No, I'm wrong. I wanted to ask you, are you starting the I Hate the Holidays program?
Oh, I should mention that. Yes, the I Hate the Holidays Club opened officially on Thanksgiving night. We did quickly mention it. And, you know,
You want to be a charter member?
Okay, well, we meet.
I want to be the first to say, ho, ho, hell no.
I like that. Ho, ho, hell no, and ho, ho, hum. Both
yeah.
Qualify. You betcha.
I hate the holiday.
Yep. Yep. Good for you. Absolutely. You're in. Thanks for calling.
And thank you.
All right. Bye. Good deal. Yeah, the Raleigh James I Hate the Holidays Club has been around for decades now, and true confession, I don't particularly hate the holidays. I don't think I really have a feeling for them one way or another, but I have a real feeling for people who are anything but in that ho-ho-ho mood when it comes to the Christmas season and the forced frivolity. You're supposed to be so happy and having a wonderful time, and so that's where I came up with the Raleigh James I Hate the Holiday Club as a safe haven. If it's not ho, ho, ho to you. Yeah, if it is ho, ho, hell no, or whatever. And the opening is always on Thanksgiving night. That means you survived your family. That's something. And we meet every time I'm on the air live until New Year's night. That's the closing. But so that's what we do. If there are Christmas songs like tonight, they're all Christmas songs. They'll only be because I really like them. Also, they'll be because you don't hear them that often, for the most part. So that's the deal. There are no rules or regs, and if you want to be in, you're in. Attendance is not taken, and we don't have any qualifications whatsoever, other than you turn up your nose to the forced frivolity of Christmas time. All right. So yes, Stan Freberg's Green Christmas probably appropriate as far as that goes. Okay. On average, this happens 3 times a day on Earth. What? On average, it happens 3 times a day on Earth. All right. So not particularly big numbers all the way around, but what is it? All right. Now, Cindy in Chicago is going to take some trivia guesses on what? I don't know. So, Cindy, what are you guessing on?
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm going to guess on your new question.
Okay.
The moon revolves around the Earth 3 times a day?
No, that's not it.
I'll have to think about it again.
Yeah, you will.
Oh, and then I wanted to tell you, I tried calling about, maybe it was 3 weeks ago, to tell you it was Peter Noonan's birthday, and then I wanted to hear it's a kind of hush all over the world.
Yes, that would be, that would be Peter Noon, not Noonan. Peter Noon, yes. Peter.
Oh, I never knew how to pronounce
Peter Blair
name.
Dennis Bernard Noon, yes. Okay. All right. Well, happy.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Yes. By all occasions, seems to be a very normal person and adjusted and all those lovely things and looks good. So, hey, good for him. Because, boy, he was damn near a preteen when that was hitting for him. All right. Michael is in Park City. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Yes. Hello.
Yes.
Yeah. I stayed on the line because I didn't want to be rude, but my answer. The question was the city of Los Angeles.
Oh, no, you too? Oh, man.
Yes.
Well, if the prizes were worth something, I'd put you on the list, but trust me, they're not.
Yeah, that's fine. That's
but
fine.
Call me again. That's great. Sorry I didn't get to you earlier. Appreciate
it. That's fine. That's fine.
Okay.
Have a great night.
You
Bye-bye.
Too. Thanks. How polite. All right, so 888-876-5593. Most of you just hang up on me. All right, our new question. So on average, this happens 3 times a day on Earth. All right, so that's not a whole lot of time, and it's a whole lot of space, so what is it? Now, if you don't like my questions, and you don't know my answers and all that, well, have your own category. Yeah, another bumper stumper coming up, but before we get to the news, I thought maybe we'd hear a little 2020 news for the day.
Somebody's watching thee, plus Mall of the Wild, and a little less consternation. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News. Enmity of the state. Private spies. A small town in North Georgia's back in the news. The new police chief's under arrest, charged with using the PD's license plate reader system to hound people. The chief got his mugshot taken. Now he's looking for a new license to grill. The place has got a past with pictures. Actress Kim Basinger and some investors bought the town nearly 40 years ago to make it into a film production hub. Sold it at a loss a few years later. Sounds like something out of Schitt's Creek, the town that inspired that series. Could a spinoff of Big Brother now be in the works? Great Fright North. Grizzly goes gonzo gruesome against a precious pack of primary school pupils on a hike in a remote area of Western Canada. 11 wounded, 2 seriously, including one teacher whose courageous confrontation against the colossal creature left him in critical condition. Grizzly bears, among the most savage beasts on Earth, have super strength and surprising speed. The students traumatized and in tears. One mother saying her child was running for his life. The ghastly grizzly is still on the loose. Lord have mercy. Regal eagles in legal circles near St. Louis have hunka hunka heard enough. A judge can't stop loving Elvis in court, in chambers, in the halls of justice. The state accuses his hound dog Honor of wearing an Elvis wig in court, blabbing constantly about the king, and playing Presley's greatest hits from the bench. In fact, Jailhouse Rock judge himself once opined, "If I just had Elvis's hair, I'd be unstoppable." Now the How Great Thou Art jurist has agreed to give up the gavel to go get geeked out with his Graceland get up for good. And that's what's happening. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News.
I give up. We will be back to Monday Night Trivia right after this on WGN Radio.
Sleigh bells ringing, choir singing, wonder what old Santa's bringing. It's the warm and fuzzy time of year.
Asleep by a cozy fire, it's the warm and fuzzy time of year.
WGN Radio. I'm Ronnie James. I believe that's 25 years old. And yeah, that's actually one of my guilty pleasures. Always liked it. Of course, first couple of years, I thought it was a girl singing it, not a 10-year-old boy, but whatever. Cute little video, too, actually, when you get right down to it. But, yeah, now he's a guy in his mid-30s. All right, hey, aren't we all older? 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, on average, this happens 3 times a day. On Earth, what is it? 3 times a day. Meanwhile, you can have your own category. If you don't know my bumpers and you don't have any idea what my question might lead to, well, have your own category because everybody knows something about something. Mark knows about charts. Mark and Aurora, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hello.
How's it going?
And I have, what's that?
How is it going?
Oh, pretty well. I have a noxious Christmas song to vote for, and that would be Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Oh, yes, you already did. I have it on the list from Friday, from Thursday.
Yeah.
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. And is your 3 times a day question thunderstorms?
Nope. It is not.
Yeah, I did. I think they happen a lot more often, actually.
So do I.
But I'm here to do This Week in 1973.
Of course you are. And I have the charts right in front of me. So This Week in 1973.
Already?
All right.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. It was about the week that I walked out of Top 40 Radio and said, I can't do this anymore. It's true.
Well, it's interesting you should say that because I used to be in touch with a radio announcer before he died, and he and I kind of speculated that music started going downhill summer to fall of 1973.
Well, it's interesting because I would say that was about January of 64, but that's a different subject.
yeah.
But yeah, right. Yeah, absolutely. I was production director for the biggest Top 40 chain in America, Stores Broadcasting. That's enough. All right. So number one on This Week in, which would be the week of December 2nd, in 1973. Yep. Let's see. Oh, this is 72. Wait, I got the wrong. I was thinking, wait a minute. I thought it was worse than that. It is worse than that. I was a year off. Let's move right on.
Oh.
Here we go.
And that's what year were you on?
The year before, 72. But when I saw...
Oh.
Although I
no,
will
I'm
say...
I'm going to do that next week.
Oh, don't. Just don't. But save yourself a problem. All right. So here we go. The week of December 1st. Number one, Top of the World.
Carpenters.
Number two, Photograph.
Ringo.
Number three, Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road.
Elton John.
Number four, Space Race.
Billy Preston.
Number five, Keep on Truckin'.
Eddie Kendricks.
Number six, Just You and Me.
Oh, I think I know. I think it's Chicago.
Yes, it is. I was going to say you should know this. You're sitting right
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Number seven, Midnight Train to Georgia.
Gladys Knight and the Pips.
Number eight, The Love I Lost.
Oh, Teddy Pendergrass and the, you know, whatever.
How about Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes?
Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, yeah, but it's got Teddy Pendergrass in it.
Now, number nine. Oh, yeah, this was one of those songs where I said, I've had it. Heartbeat is a love beat.
The DeFranco family.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Which tried to be, and that song tried to be psychedelic in the middle and failed miserably.
Oh, is that what it was? I just thought it was bad. All right.
Yeah, it was dissonant intervals and all that good stuff.
Number 10, The Most Beautiful Girl.
Charlie Rich.
Yes.
Can I go on?
Yes. Well, sure, why not? Number 11, Hello, It's Me. You can either talk about what it charted as or what it was originally when he released it. You know, he released it before this as Naz.
Okay. Naz, yes.
Number 12, Paper Roses.
Marie Osmond.
I'm afraid so. Number 13, Leave Me Alone, Ruby Redress.
Ellen Reddy.
Yes. Let's see. This would be number 14. If You're Ready, Come Go With Me.
Oh, maybe you could play a little bit of it?
Yeah, I was going to say, you probably would need to hear it because, you know, let's see. And it was not terrible all the way around. Not one of the ones that would maybe lunge for the radio, but let's see.
Maybe not played in Buffalo. I don't know.
Okay. No, it was.
Or maybe I tuned away from it when it was.
It was big. I mean, it was reasonably big everywhere.
Oh, Staple Singers.
Right, exactly. Staple Singers. All right, see?
Yeah.
All right, if you're ready, come go with it. Yeah, well, the title doesn't really make you think. I understand that.
Yeah, but it's kind of gospelish.
Number 15, Cheaper to Keep Her.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, what a fine record.
Well, is it Clarence Carter?
No. I could see why you might think that, but no. Absolutely not. Think about somebody else from that area.
I've heard this song recently, and I'm sure the artist was announced.
I am too. Yes.
Yeah.
That would be Johnny Taylor.
Okay, well, there we got stopped.
Yes, you did, but you did very well. Noble, as always, hang on, don't go away.
All righty.
All right, so good deal, yes. Cheaper to keep. I love the sentiment, anyway. So Mark won, of course. We'll put him on hold, confirm that address. We'll get to Charlotte, and we got Jack, and we got Room for You, too, coming up on WGN Radio.
Some presents for Santa, and he's got a big one for me. Well, outside it snows, I take off all my clothes and wait for Santa underneath my tree. He squeezes into my hot chimney where it's oh so warm and tight. On the roof I hear his reindeer. I'm so very glad he came here. It's only once a year, but what a night. Santa Claus takes a pause from his long night of delivering. His big North Pole can sure get cold. His jolly butt's all shivering. I offer Santa my cookies. He loves to put them into his mouth. His long beard tickles, he gives me the giggles. He finishes his snack and then flies south. Santa Claus takes a pause from his long night of delivering. His big North Pole can sure get cold. His jolly butt's all shivering. Ooh, Santa, I love my present.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Yes, 1994. Who is it? And Bill Mumy produced it and wrote it, by the way, but he didn't sing it. All right, obviously. All right, 888-876-5593. I got a question. We've got, John just came in. What? What is this? That's so funny. So there you go. I was doing something along the same ridiculous lines, but good. All right, let's go to the Dave in the North Side because he insists on multiple choice questions. All right. Prizes are worthless, but still, that's what he likes. And so, Dave, we'll give you multiple choice questions. Are you there?
Hello, yeah.
All right. What was the number of the first Gunsmoke comic book? Was it number 1, number 31, number 101, or number 1110?
It's interesting. Can I have the choices again?
Number 1, number 31, number 101, or number 1110?
I'm going to have to guess because I have no clue. I'll try 101.
It's 1110, number 1110. Yep.
I had no clue. I just watched the show. I'm not really researching it.
Well, there you go. Yes, but see, you want these multiple choices, and so we've decided we're going to make them harder and harder. All right. Thanks, Dave. Yeah. No, nobody else demands multiple choice. So since you do, and that's your pleasure, we'll just keep trying to make them harder. All right. Talk to you later. Thanks. Appreciate
it. Thanks a lot.
All right. Yes, absolutely. That's right. Just play like everybody else then. Take the questions as they come. But no, you want to request multiple choice? We'll have fun with it, don't you? Now. All right. And Dave's a good sport, and we appreciate him. Karen called back in Chicago. She's back.
Hi.
Yes.
I'm guessing Maria Muldaur.
Oh, there was no Maria Muldaur.
Not bumper?
No, there was absolutely, definitely nobody even like her.
Oh, God, it sure sounded like her.
The last one, you mean? You think that sounded like Maria Muldaur?
That one that was singing a sexy.
Yeah, I've got some presents for Santa.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh
yeah.
No. Absolutely not even close.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. Well, I tried.
Yes, you did, and I like it. Thanks, I appreciate it.
And thank you so much. Take care.
Good deal. You too. Yes, yes, indeed. And I don't know that anybody would know this woman for any other reason, but yeah, other than I've got some presents for Santa. But it was a fine song all the way around. So on Rhino, came out on a little CD single. So let's see, Charlotte in McConnell, Illinois, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi there. Your three times a day quiz, I'm guessing Ocean Tides.
Oh, I like that. That's not right.
Oh, dear. Okay. do you take a request that's not a Christmas song?
Oh, wait, I normally don't play Christmas songs, but sure, it won't be tonight because we're doing trivia, but it can be tomorrow night. What do you want to hear?
Oh, okay. Lenny Welch, Since I Fell for You.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I love Lenny Welch. Like the flip side of that even better. But okay, Since I Fell for You. You betcha. I will play that for you tomorrow night.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Charlotte. Appreciate
Merry,
it.
Yeah. All Merry right. Christmas.
You too. All right. So 888-876-5593. Jack in St. Charles. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Howdy. I'd like to hear Guy Marks. Loving You Has Made Me Bananas.
Oh, I love that song. Love the intro. You betcha. All right, play it for you tomorrow night, Jack.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye. Yeah, I want to write that down. Loving You Has Made Me Bananas. Yes. Yes, you close your cover before striking. Father had the ship fitter blues. Loving You Has Made Me Bananas. Yeah. You burned your finger that evening while my back was turned. I asked the waiter for iodine, but I dined all alone. Okay, yes, I think I've heard it. All right, so, yes. On average, this happens three times a day somewhere on the earth. What is it? 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. Now, other than that, pick your own category. Pick something, whatever. On Monday night, of course, it's trivia. And so I'm fully dependent upon you because if I'm asking the questions, I can't answer them too. But that's not to say that I don't have other things we can discuss. Yes, obviously too numerous to mention. But wait a minute. That's from a brokerage. You wouldn't care about those numbers. All right, let's find some numbers maybe you would care about. Because Carol did the world's best show prep. And, you know, that was a legacy she left me with. Because, of course, December 1st comes around every year. All I have to do is change the years of the births of the artists and stuff like that. But also, again, to review... we did have, and I felt kind of bad about it, actually, the world's worst hit records, because Thanksgiving, we got caught very short, and so it really wasn't enough to do the reveal, and I will have it on Raleigh.net. But tying a two-way tie for number 10, first time it's ever happened, both the same artist, Barbra Streisand, Memory, and The Way We Were. Then Tiny Tim was number 9 at Tiptoe Through the Tulips. Village People, number 8 at YMCA. Paper Lace, number 7 at The Night Chicago Died. Celine Dion, number 6 with My Heart Will Go On. America, number 5, A Horse with No Name. Richard Harris, MacArthur Park. Starship, number 3, We Built This City. Beatles, Hey Jude, number 2. And number 1, a perennial fave, was Billy Ray Cyrus. And that, of course, would be Achy Breaky Heart. Now, there was something else I was going to tell you about the list, because as I mentioned earlier, 261 different songs, And it was the first time ever that one artist made the list twice for the same for two different songs, but the same artist. Now, actually, there was one artist that was nominated for five different songs, and that was Elton John. Helen Reddy was nominated for four different songs, and several artists, I mean over a dozen artists, were nominated for three different songs. So it was interesting that only two from last year's top 10 made the list, although, and that was true for 2023 and 2022 as well. And all 3 years, Paul Anka, as I mentioned, was number one with Having My Baby, and it didn't even come close to making the list this year. Only two made it from 2021, and not the number one song, which was Debbie Boone, You Light Up My Life. And only one made it from the 2020 list, and not the number one, which was Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On. All right, so that was the only one that made it from 2020. So there. All right, so that is all the tabulation, and I will have some of that up on Raleigh.net after the show. And yeah, any questions? I didn't think so. So 888-876-5593. Kathy is in Franklin Park. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Good evening.
Thanks for calling. What you got?
Well, I'm going to say a simple guess. You have three meals a day.
Oh, that's interesting. No, this happens three times a day, not to different people, total. Three times a day total on Earth.
Oh, I'm sorry, I misunderstood.
That's okay. If you think of something else, you call me back.
I sure will. Have a great night.
Appreciate it. Yeah. You know, I looking for the questions is a little tough because, of course, I look for the things that you can't easily Google, you know, you can't really search for. And occasionally some of them don't work out so well. Yeah, but we try, and we'll see how you do on this question. So, happens three times a day somewhere on Earth, and only three times a day. And then, you know, if you don't get it, it'll be our straggler. If you do get it, well, we got another question right behind it. We've got another four bumper stumpers coming up next hour. And best of all, though, we've got any category you want. But Mark and Aurora called back with a guilty pleasure. Okay, so Mark, what is it?
Yeah, and could you read the top 10 turkeys? Because I missed it earlier in the show.
I just read it seconds ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now, but well, what I'm going to do, you can go online, right?
No.
No, we can't. Well, all right. So, yes, while you were talking to John or whatever, I read the whole damn list.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll try to read it again next hour.
Okay. Thank you. But I've got my guilty pleasure, which is Stay a While by the Bells.
Really? You like Stay a While? Okay.
And I only feel guilty about that pleasure in your presence.
Yeah. I can see why. All right. Well, very good. Yeah. I've added it to the list. Thanks for calling. All right.
Bye-bye.
So now, I need to be careful with this list because I'm not indicating which is your guilty pleasure and which you hate. But, of course, if you hate it, it's a Christmas song right now. So these are your requests for polls, and you can do what you want with them, and they're somewhat informal, but we will talk about them. So we got another hour of this right here, and I hope you'll join me on WGN Radio.
Christmas in jail. Christmas in jail, had a little too much to drink. Ain't got no bail, ain't got no bail, and I'm spending New Year's Eve in the clink. I was in the wrong lane, feeling no pain, suit my car to 75. Ran right into, you can guess who, and they say I'm lucky to be alive.
Christmas, Happy New Year.
They're singing down the street while everybody's having Christmas turkey. They give me bread and water to eat. Christmas in jail, Christmas in jail. Wore my shoes out pacing the floor. Got rocks in my head, I wish I was dead. Ain't gonna drink and drive no more.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James.
Merry
okay,
Christmas.
So who are they? Yeah, they were four guys you never heard of from Los Angeles in 1956 on Empire Records, a label you probably never heard of. George Mottola and Jack Hoffman formed the label, and actually Jack Hoffman co-wrote Christmas in Jail. So, right, became more popular later when they were looking, obviously, for things to put on CD compilations. So, yes, who are they? 888-876-5593. All right, now I have a question. Yes, I do. Let me find it here. Here it is. And if you don't get it this hour, it becomes next week's Stragglers. On average, this happens 3 times a day on Earth. What? All right. Now, this is one more. I've had it on the list for a while and thought, well, I'm not going to ask that because you'll get it right away. And so far, no one's close. So, yeah, 3 times a day somewhere on Earth. Okay, so Ralph in Rockford, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yes. Hello. Good morning.
All right, Ralph. Well, you mentioned wanting to do a montage, and I have one. I have one for you. It's not the one you heard before.
Listen, what I got to say about this now. Okay, it was very short on Thursday, you know, but it was almost like a Thanksgiving dessert. You know?
Yes. Well, these were all songs that were on the list of various years for the world's worst hit record, so they were all hits.
Yeah, I know that, but I mean, I just happened to struck my fancy the first.
Oh, I know, montage. I know, but that was too easy, so we're not doing that.
Too easy.
Basically, anyone listening to the show could have done the first one.
Oh yeah, the first one. Yeah, that was Hooked on a Feeling, right?
Yeah, but, yeah.
But then it followed like a machine gun, bang, 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 bang.
Well, that's the way it always is.
Oh well, I know that, but I mean, if you have only 2 seconds to identify a song and the artist, that is not not so easy. Believe me, but that's okay. Because I was going to tell you about Hooked on a Feeling, of course, that was by Blue Sweet from Sweden.
Of course.
And it was interesting that there was a producer by the name of Jonathan King.
Uh-huh.
And he said he got his inspiration to produce it from Uka Chaka, Umba Umba from Running Bear.
Right, I know that. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, by Johnny Preston.
Yes.
And I just want to let you know that Jonathan King himself did have a hit in 65 with
Everyone's Gone to the Moon, of course. And Jonathan King also had some time in jail. And Jonathan King, on top of everything else, used to be in Great Britain about 3 out of the top 10 under different names. And he was involved with everything, including Head Choppers Anonymous.
Oh boy, man. He was quite a busybody.
Yes, he was. Absolutely. Yeah. And then sadly, got in trouble with underage boys.
Oh boy, that's too bad.
Yeah, it was too bad. But hang on a minute, don't go away. There's something I got to do right now because I promised Master Control I would, so I am right here on WGN Radio. Ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga. I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. Ah,
I can undo all the good love.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and there it is. That's a Jonathan King 1971 cover. And yes, everybody at the time said he got it from Running Bear, but in all the interviews that I ever heard with Jonathan King, and that was actually several, he claims he didn't. He claims that it was just something he did because he wanted that that reggae influence, and says no, it wasn't that at all. It was just I wanted a way to use reggae rhythm, and that was it. Well, you know, who knows as far as that goes. But the original, actually, you can go back to Chips Moman, because B.J. Thomas, of course, first recorded it. But a guy that Chips Moman had signed as a writer, Mark James, actually wrote that, and Steve Tyrell was a friend of both Chip Moman and B.J. Thomas and all that, and introduced them and all that, and also introduced Mark James. And it all came together with B.J. Thomas, who was a childhood friend, all right, of Chip's. So that's the deal. All right, so we're talking with Ralph here in Rockford. Yeah. And so, yeah, that was it. So I don't know. Like I say, not that I necessarily believe everything that comes out of Jonathan King's mouth, but he says, nope, that story's not true. So I don't know.
Well, that's hard to say.
Exactly.
But I have a question for you too.
Yes.
Do you remember when that was Johnny Preston, Oomba Oomba Oomba?
Yeah.
I don't know 100%, but they say that the guy who did this Oomba Oomba Oomba, you know who that was?
Probably George Jones.
No, I think it was the same guy that.
Let's see. I'm pretty sure it was the Big Bopper and George Jones.
Yeah.
Well, that was they were together. Yeah. Big Bopper was a disc jockey, Giles Richardson, and he wrote the song, and and the chanting was George and the Big Bopper.
Oh yeah. Okay. Well, I just remember the Big Bopper. Bopper from Chantilly Lace.
Right, exactly. Well, he was a disc jockey in Texas, that's how he got into that. And definitely an unlikely rock and roll star as far as that goes, and you know, to say the least. And sadly, met his demise on that tour. But so he and George did the chanting on that. And,
George.
Right. And you know, I mean, at the time of that that crash, he was about close to 30 years old, so he was a little older than the rest of the guys on that that tour. But he was a disc jockey in Beaumont, and it was at KTRM, and that was the deal there. And he absolutely was responsible for that. The other thing is he wrote, which I think was a lot better than Running Bear, he wrote White Lightning.
Oh, White Lightning.
Yeah.
That was a country western hit.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's all country when you get right down to it. White Lightning was just a great record, I thought. And he wrote that. And, of course, it was big for George Jones, too. And for people who don't remember it, here's a little of it, because it's a great song.
He brewed white lightning till the sun went down, and then you'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, pappy's corn squeezing. White lightning.
And of course, Pappy Daly was a person. He was a record guy, a record promoter for Mercury and Starday. And in fact, he's the guy who signed Richardson to Mercury.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, that was not interesting. But I have this Jonathan King. He seems to have been quite a character. And I have one more question about him.
Yeah.
And the following is the following. There was a group in Holland by the name of the George Baker Salute.
Oh, of course there was. Absolutely. Little Green Bag.
Yeah, and George Baker, I knew him from Amsterdam.
Uh-huh.
His real name was Peter Bones.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Peter Bones, and later on he had a rent-a-car in Amsterdam.
Oh, really?
Business.
And of course, Paloma Blanca and all that, but Little Green Bag was a big one here.
Yeah, the Little Green Bag in 69.
Yeah.
But that Paloma Blanca, that was a very big hit in all of Europe. Yep. I remember that in 75. And now the question about Jonathan King, now he came out almost at the same time, but he didn't call it Paloma Blanca. He called it Una Paloma Blanca.
Right, right.
You know,
well,
so
I think that thing was a standard. I don't think that was royalty at that point. I think Paloma Blanca goes back further. In other words, I don't think that that the basis for it was copyrightable, but I'd have to look for that.
Yeah, you look it up. That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
And then let's see. The second one was Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Polka Dot
Bikini.
Was by the way, Brian Hyland just had a birthday a couple of 4 weeks ago. He turned 82.
Yeah, absolutely. Born in 1943.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. He was. I always liked him.
Yeah.
He had a very nice voice.
Oh yeah.
I like his voice.
Well,
you know.
I'll tell you who really did him proud was when he was on Liberty and Snuff Garrett was producing him. Of course, the Joker went Wild was a hit, but the one that loved was 3,000 Miles. I thought that was such a great record and should have been a hit.
Oh, 3,000 Miles.
Yes.
He had two or three or four big hits in 60 and 62.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, he had in 1960, Peeny Come Lately.
Oh, of course. But
yeah,
that was a very different sound than the Joker Went Wild,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah. But I was going to ask you to do a little chart too for the trivia.
All right, so you don't want to try a montage, huh?
Well, I do. No, I can try it, but I like to do then the chart first. So if I make a fool of myself, at least you know that I know something about music.
Oh no, I know you do, and you can't make a fool of yourself on this show. That's what I do. So now, what year are we doing?
I would say one of the best years of my life was in 67 and
May of 1967. I do remember it well. All right.
That was for me. Yeah. That was a wonderful year. There were a lot of big groups and individuals that had hits there.
Yeah, I'm afraid they did.
You know, I kind of like that kind of music that was being played, especially, of course, at that time. Larry Lujic was big at WLS, you know.
Absolutely.
That.
All right, so 1967, May.
May.
Number
May.
One, May. The Happening.
Supremes.
Number two, Sweet Soul Music.
It was Arthur Conley.
Yes. Number three, Something Stupid.
It was Nancy and Frank.
Number four, Groovin'.
Oh, that was the Young Rascals.
Yes. Number five, A Little Bit Me, A Little Bit You.
Oh, A Little Bit Me, that was the Monkees.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. Number six, Don't You Care.
Oh, that was from...
Chicago.
That was a group. Yeah, Chicago, that was, believe it or not, but I've seen them live in Libertyville in 1997. Mm-hmm. That was the Buckinghams.
Absolutely. Number seven, You Got What It Takes.
Oh, yeah, that was a DC-5.
I'm afraid it was, yes. Ruining another song. All right, number eight, Close Your Eyes.
Oh, yeah, Close Your Eyes and Then Shake Your Groove.
No, take a deep breath.
Yeah.
Open your heart.
Peaches and Herb.
Yes, absolutely. One Herb and tons of peaches. Okay, number nine, I Got Rhythm.
Oh, I Got Rhythm, gee whiz, that was...
It was on BT Puppy Records.
Yeah, let me think about I Got Rhythm. See, what I think that was a group that called The Happenings. Or
yes, absolutely. Yes, and the Tokens were involved in that, of course.
Yeah.
And number 10, I Think We're Alone Now.
Oh, that I saw him live, too. That was Tommy James and the Condors.
Absolutely. Well, you got all 10. We'll see how far you go. Number 11, Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon.
Oh, that was... The boy from New York.
Oh yeah, he definitely was.
His parents bought him the first guitar when he was 6 years old, and that was Neil Diamond.
Yes, it was. And number 12, On a Carousel.
Oh, Hardee's.
Yes, number 13, Release Me. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, that was one of my favorite singers.
Really?
That was Engelbert Humperdinck. You know that he got sued for that name?
Yeah, well, why not? He kind of stole it. But I didn't know you could get sued by the dead. But you just never
know. No, he was sued by the family of
him. Yeah, I know that. No, I understand that. But I thought, once they're dead, they're dead. You know, they didn't win, did they?
Yeah, but then he only was allowed to call himself Engelbert, you know, but not the name Humperdinck. They didn't like that, you know. I mean, you know, his real name was Dorsey.
You're right, exactly, which I thought was much better than Engelbert Humperdinck. But, I mean, he won that lawsuit, didn't he?
No, he didn't. He didn't win it. The family Humperdinck won it, and that's why for quite a few years then he was only allowed to call himself Engelbert. You will see that on his, you know, when you check out the records, then it's only Engelbert. I think later on, maybe after so many years, he got it back. But I don't know. But I like him. He's very nice. I hope he's still alive, because he'll be 90 next year.
Right. Arnold Dorsey. Yeah, and you know, he won a lot of money from the National Enquirer. I think he won about $700,000 in damages.
Oh, did he?
And and all that. But the lawsuits I knew is he faced several paternity cases, but I don't know that any of them were you know who. I guess two women were supposedly successful, but his wife once said she could paper their bedroom with all the paternity lawsuits filed against him. So,
Okay, well, maybe. Well, interesting enough, he had the same manager that Tom Jones had.
Well, there you are.
Yeah, and you know who, that's an interesting trivia, too. Guess Tom Jones had a relationship with one of the Supremes.
Well, who has? No, I'm sorry. Okay, so, all right. I think we're talking about the lovely Miss Diana Ross. Anyway, deal is, Humperdinck also lost a lawsuit. I was trying to find the suit you're talking about, but he lost a $70,000 lawsuit to some British Indian pop singer. I don't know. And this was like, I don't know, the 70s or 80s. But I can't find the suit on the infringement. I'm looking for that. Yeah. I'll keep looking. Hang on a minute. Don't go away. Stay where you are.
Yeah.
And we'll see if I can find that. All right. I'm curious. So we'll pick that up, and we'll get to Kimberly and Dalton and you two coming up on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Robin James. Yeah, one of the best things to come out of D.C. was this group. who actually sung a backup on Billy Stewart's first chart song, Reap What You Sow. And it was James Brown who discovered him before that. And they did a number of wonderful things and actually had a hit. This wasn't it, clearly. But I'll tell you what, when all those collectibles, CD Christmases and all those came out, boy, this song was all over it. Near as I can tell, it was recorded when they were on Dimension. And I don't know that when Dimension, of course, released Opportunity, but I don't know if Dimension actually ever released it. And I've seen some notation saying it was the flip side of Opportunity. No, it was not. All right, so I'm not sure, but they are the same gals. And sadly, I had read an obit on one of them just fairly recently. All right, so talking with Ralph in Rockford. All right, so Ralph, I cannot find anything about the lawsuit that you're mentioning about his name.
Yeah.
He's been involved in a lot of lawsuits, and he's prevailed in some and lost in others, but most of them, other than the paternity suits, most of them, and the one suit against the National Enquirer, most of them were, in fact, business things, like...
business things.
Yeah, a talent agency that said that he owed him commissions, and that was in L.A., and it ruled against them, or, somebody else who said he welched on a concert deal and all that, So those but I cannot find this. So if you ever find it, let me know.
Yeah, I certainly will. I just can tell you that Engelbert Humperdinck was quite a well-known composer in Germany.
Well, of course.
And he composed, I think, was it an opera or something about Hansel and Gretel?
Right. Absolutely. But as I say, I'm not sure, and that would depend on the jurisdiction, but usually when you're dead, you're not able to sue. But I don't know. But anyway, I can't find. That was an opera, Hansel and Gretel. And yes, Engelbert Humperdinck did write it, but that was in 1891. It's not our same one, obviously.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, because he was big in the late 1800s. What his heirs were doing there, or how they could prove that in any way harmed the reputation of our opera writer, because, hell, operas are choreographed mass murders anyway. So I'm not 100% sure, but I'd love to see it if you've ever got any information.
Yeah, I will certainly let you know if I can come up with anything, but I think he just liked the name because he thought it sounds romantic.
It was somebody he was working with, either an agent or a writer or whatever, who suggested that that Albert Dorsey wasn't too hip and he should come up with something else.
No, Dorsey, I think he was even born in India.
Yeah, supposedly. But someone around him at the time suggested that Dorsey wasn't the way to go, though I thought it was a great name after all. Tommy Dorsey and all that. What was wrong with Dorsey? But here we get Engelbert Humperdinck.
Somebody else had a name of Lee Dorsey, though.
Oh, well, of course, absolutely. And I thought Lee Dorsey was wonderful. I wouldn't be Kid Chocolate, Lee Dorsey. He was a boxer before he was a singer.
Really?
Yeah.
What wasn't it his hit, Working in the Coal Mine?
One of them. Lee Dorsey had a lot of hit records. He was wonderful.
Oh, yeah, and then Yaya Twist,
There are so many wonderful Lee Dorsey records, including ones that you almost never hear. I thought he was just terrific. But, so what's wrong with Lee Dorsey? Nothing. Things like A Little Dab Do You, or my favorite by him though is Do Re Mi, if you remember that.
Do Re Mi, I remember that one.
Do Re Mi Fa Sol La Ti, forget about the do and think about me.
Well, like I said before, I think Engelbert Humperdinck had the same manager in England, and of course he gave as Tom Jones, and of course Tom Jones is not his name either. That's not Tom Jones. He's from, of course, he was discovered. He's from Wales, England.
So I think that Tom Jones was Tom Woodward, which, wasn't too much of a stretch. So, the Engelbert Humperdinck thing was just a little out there, but it worked.
Yeah, it worked. Okay, well, he became a multimillionaire. I believe he wants or still has a villa in Chicago, too.
Ah, good for him.
Yeah, I think so, because I've seen his concerts a couple of times. He came to Rockford, to the Coronado.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that makes me think he must have been in the neighborhood somehow.
Yeah, well, I didn't know he was in Chicago. I know that he still has a house in England and in Beverly Hills, but he lived in Bel Air for a while, but the Pink Palace in Holmby Hills, Jane Mansfield had owned that house. These are, you know, as far as that goes. But I didn't know. Well, why not? They finally demolished the Pink Palace, which actually was probably good for the neighborhood. But anyway, yeah.
Okay. Right. Well, we can finish the top 20 maybe here and see... if I know a couple or more, then from you, I think we got to.
Oh no, we did as much as we're going to do on that. If you don't want to try an audio, we'll call it
a night.
Yeah,
I will. I will try it. Just your wish is my command. But I'm just saying it's.
I'll do you a favor, and I'll stop it between the songs, so you don't have to write them down and know them all. You ready?
Well, I tell you one thing. I'm better with good music than with bad music, you know.
Well, these were all hits.
Yeah, hits, but the people did not like them, and I don't know how popular they were.
Oh, they were very popular. See, that's the whole thing about the world's worst hit records. All of them were big, big hits. It's just there's
really?
A segment of, oh, yeah, you know, all of them. Like Having My Baby, that was a big record for Paul Anka.
Oh, yeah, well, of course.
So all of it, yeah, these were big records. All right, let's see how you do. Here you go.
I could never identify Barbara Streisand, you know, something like that. I don't know.
I already tried that, but we'll see. You should know the first one. Here you go.
Raindrops are falling on my head.
Yeah, absolutely. See, you're good at this. We'll see what you do next.
P.J. Thomas.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll go from there on the montage and see you. See what... Oh, that was a big hit. That was Benny Mardonis, and he was from Baltimore. But Benny Mardonis, Into the Night. It was a song about a prostitute. Anyway, you'll know this next one, I know. Boy, I know you'll know this. Yes, I'm afraid it is Honey by Bobby Goldsboro. Yeah, normally when it wins, I do the tour of the Honey House. You know, see the tree, how big it's grown? All right, so anyway, we didn't get to tour the Honey House this year because it didn't make it into the top 10. But yes, Bobby Goldsboro, Honey. All right, so you know that. I know you know that. Are you there, Ralph? We lost Ralph. I tell you, Grandma got run over by a reindeer caused us to lose Ralph. It would come to that. Well, you did very well, Ralph, and it was good to talk to you. All right, so get to Kimberly. We get to Donovan. He's got bumper guesses. Oh, good to hear from Donovan. And Kimberly and Dalton's got some trivia guesses, too, and there's room for you, too, if you want, in the waning moments here, about 15 of them, right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, it's Raleigh James, and we didn't not only lose Ralph, we lost everybody, and we lost the phone system. Yeah, I don't know how, but it's coming back. Now it's back. I rebooted during the commercial, so if you were unceremoniously disconnected, call us back, and that might include Ralph if he wants to finish the montage, although I don't know. Maybe we've heard enough of the montage. All right, so final one as far as bumpers for this year, you know, Christmas songs that you don't hear anywhere else. Big hit, I don't expect you to identify it, because everybody will know. It is, in fact, Louis Armstrong, but it's a lot of fun.
Every gal strutting with her bow through the streets covered white with snow. Happy smiles everywhere you go. It's Christmas night in Harlem. People are feeling mighty good in that good old neighborhood. Yeah, it now be it understood. Christmas night in Harlem. Oh, everyone is gonna sit up until after 3. Everyone, we be all lit up like a Christmas tree. Oh, come on now, every Jane and Joe. Greet your sweet, neat the mistletoe. With a kiss and a hidey-ho. Christmas night in Harlem.
WGN Radio. So there you have it. Yeah, Louis Armstrong, and that'll be it. Now, okay, it looks like the phones are back, so good. We can talk. Let's see. We've got Kimberly first, and she's got some trivia guesses. And Dalton, Kimberly, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. How are you?
Oh, better now.
yeah, I didn't know what happened. I thought it was me.
No, it wasn't you.
Anyway, just a simple guess, and I don't know if anybody else said it, just morning, afternoon, and night.
Oh, that's interesting. No, that you know, that's very clever. It's not right, but it's clever. All right.
Yeah, my mom and I were both tossing that around. So
yeah, okay. That's good. Good. Well, credit to her, too. I appreciate it. All right. Thanks, Kimberly.
Oh, my mom wanted to know one thing. If you, being that you're so knowledgeable and know about everything I think anybody knows about music, I brought up something the other night, came up by accident. It was called Christmas Classics of the 40s, 50s, and 60s.
Yeah.
There was a segment of really beautiful songs, something about a Christmas in Pine Valley and something about Christmas Dreams. It played a segment for about half an hour, and then I couldn't get it back, and then I see there's many segments that look like that. But are you familiar with anything like that?
No.
Like Christmas, about Christmas in Pine Valley and something about Christmas Dreams.
There's streaming stuff on Christmas in Pine Valley. There was a TV movie in 2022.
Guy sounded almost the cross between Frank Sinatra and Michael Bublé, but it said 40s, 50s, and 60s, so I don't know, I don't know.
Yeah, the Christmas in Pine Valley thing was one of those Hallmark made-for-TV movies, but I'll look around to see, God knows I don't want to have to watch the movie, but I'll look around to see if there's any music.
No, it was just
any music.
Songs that were different, and real nice and peaceful, and I don't know.
I'll look for it.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. Okay. Yeah, so why not? Now, let's see. We have, or it's been a while, Donovan in Vancouver. Donovan, how are you doing?
I am doing great, Raleigh. Nice to hear your voice. Nice to, I usually listen. I just never get the chance to call in, but I heard something last hour that I had, nobody got it, and I said, Billy Gilman, Warm and Fuzzy, was one of your bumper stumpers.
Yes, it absolutely was.
One of my all-time favorite songs. I remember years ago my younger brother discovering it, and you know, I would have been 16, he was 12, and it's still to this day one of my favorite Christmas songs.
Yeah, me too. Like I say, for 3 or 4 years, I thought it was a girl. I didn't realize it was a 10-year-old boy.
And he's gone on to do some other stuff, which is great.
Despite
his voice changing. I can think of a couple of Christmas guilty pleasures. This might really make you cringe, but What Christmas Means to Me by Hanson. You remember the boys out of Oklahoma?
In the late 90s? Yeah. All right. Yeah, I'm cringing. You're right about it. Okay. All right. I have to write guilty pleasure, so I won't think you were voting for it for the worst.
No.
All right.
I kind of like it. So, and,
all right.
Another one, not so much cringeworthy for me, but I introduced a younger friend of mine to the group New Edition. And I still think Candy Girl, absolutely one of my favorite guilty pleasures.
Oh,
but
sure.
If we want to go to the Christmas theme, Give Love on Christmas Day.
Really?
One of theirs.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. If you say so.
I always thought that they should have changed their name to the New Eunuchs, just because that Ralph guy.
Oh, God. I don't know how well that would sell, you know what I mean?
That's true.
Yeah, I'm not sure that would rush people to the store, so yeah. I mean, but then again, I wouldn't have expected Engelbert Humperdinck to win, so what do I know?
Exactly. The other quick one for Christmas would be any of the Bob Rivers stuff. I thought that was genius. Like, the restroom door said gentleman.
Yes.
Or walking around in women's underwear.
Yes. Yes. He was so good. He really was.
Mm-hmm.
What a shame he's gone.
Yeah, he didn't, I guess he didn't sing any of his stuff, but he certainly wrote it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, sort of like Bill Mumy didn't sing I've Got Some Presents for Santa either.
That's true. But and a lot of that stuff that Bob Rivers did, I don't think you could get away with playing some of that anymore.
Oh, that's so true. No, that's so true with so many things. You know, it's just you go back 50 years and the things that were acceptable today would be, you know, let's boycott them. I know.
Yeah.
Horrifying but true.
It is, it is. But, yeah, I just thought I'd call in and say happy holidays and drop out some of those for perhaps you could play over the next few days.
Oh, yeah, no, you betcha. And I'm really glad you called. And, of course, you did correctly identify something there, so you went for that. And
amazing. Now,
I got to ask you, are you still doing stuff with the cruise ships?
You know, no. I haven't done anything recently. Virgin Cruises still owes me some consulting hours, which is okay. I get it that probably why they brought me back on to do that was a goodwill thing. It's like, you know, we've kicked this guy off the ship,
right?
And brought him back on, and you know, this is cheaper than and a lot more positive than taking the legal route, which I didn't really want to do anyway.
Exactly.
So, but nothing at this stage. I'm hoping to relaunch a website next year and try to get back into more of that. But what I've also started getting back into more this year is doing some stand-up.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So I could probably figure out a way to send it. It's pretty big files. But I did a performance earlier in the year, and it was well-received. And so I've decided to do I did at least one more. And, you know, a lot of blind humor for sure. Joke that I've been kind of trying to workshop is the challenges of trying to get an Uber when you can't see.
Yeah.
Not so much getting it. Like, the phone is good. The app is great. But I don't often know where it's parked. So I'll come outside my apartment, and I'll start shouting, Uber, Uber. And they probably think I have Tourette's or something. The worst, though, is when you're driving and the Uber driver says, so is it on the right or the left?
Oh. That's great.
Like you should, this is your job to drive me around. It should be way easier. I'm almost thinking of trying to, because last Christmas I got a pair of those Meta Ray-Ban glasses, which are absolutely life-changing, and maybe even like capturing some video of when I'm in an Uber, and just some of the dialogue that gets on, you know, me looking at the driver and him trying to say, no, it's over there, it's this way.
Oh, okay. That's a help, yeah.
Yeah. So...
Oh, I love that. Now, do they have, like, Waymo, the driverless cars there yet?
They don't. I heard that they do have them, and I think a friend of mine took one in San Francisco.
Oh, yeah, in Phoenix and in Scottsdale, I mean, they're just tons of them, not a few. Like, you can't go a block without seeing a Waymo. So I would think that would be tons of fun to make fun of if you couldn't see.
Oh, yeah, like... I'm just wondering how you would know where the car is. Well, it would be quite awkward to get into the car and try, you know, start talking to the driver and then realizing there's no driver there.
Yes, that's absolutely true. There definitely is no driver.
Although I would think it would say it on the app, would it not? I haven't come across it, but it would have to have some disclaimer that, you know, this is a driverless car, and just so that you know what you're getting into.
Yeah. Yeah, but that still would be, and they are very off around San Francisco and stuff. So, yeah, I'm sure there are blind people who have encountered that, and I wondered what they do.
Yeah, I would be very curious as to if anybody in the listening audience has encountered one of these and how their experience was.
Yeah.
You know, if there was some AI capability that could actually figure out that they could see and speak to them and let them know that, you know, you're in a self-driving car, might be a bit easier, but still, even just the logistics of getting in and out. The one thing I wonder is if you're going to the airport, do they, you know, you've got to know that somebody's not going to help you load your bag or your suitcase into the trunk.
True enough. You know, that's a good point.
Yeah.
And I wonder if they can, because, you know, usually that's a deal like with cabs and stuff like that, that only licensed people or people who otherwise have the privilege to do that. I wonder if they can. Well, this is a wonderful conversation. You've just ended the show. So call me again soon.
I will. Thank you, Raleigh.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so that is a wrap. I will put the top 10 on the website, but also I'll read it at the beginning of tomorrow night's show. Well, tomorrow night's show is going to be about a half hour. All right, so yes, it's a sports preemption. And so I think I'll join you at 12:30. And until then, that's a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank all of you for calling and hope to hear from you soon on WGN Radio.